man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run.
Make us run. We say grace, and we say ma'am. And folks, welcome to the show. You're tuned into the Trump phenomenon. And here it is, August 18th, 2017. A bunch of interesting stuff to report to you tonight. And I want to hear from you, too. We're joined tonight by Paul Fromm from Canada. Paul, thank you.
Oh, good to be here.
And George on the East Coast.
Good to be here, too.
I'm covering the Canadian border up here in North Dakota. Very exciting, the Canadian border with Manitoba. You folks out there, I love your phone calls, and you're very important to this show. You know, a lot of the phone calls, most of the phone calls that come into this show actually come in before and after the show. My phone number is 701-317-5317. Don't call me every single day. Of course, there are a few of you out there who I've told you, yes, please do call me every single day, and you know who you are. But some of the best ideas every day come in from the listeners who notice things, and so keep it up, folks. And when you have something that's a great observation, that's hot, that's new, that the audience wants to hear about it, I want you to call in. Now, if you have something that you've been talking about for 20 years, and you want to just keep talking about it, I don't know. We only have 45 minutes on this show of talking time for us, and there's so much that goes on. I don't want to diminish, you know, your pet thing that you, the hobby horse you've been riding for 20 years, but you know, whether it's the Federal Reserve or, whatever it may be. However, there's so much that happens in 24 hours in this white hot Trump phenomenon era that let's focus on that. Let's go for that, because that's what people want to hear. That's what this audience here wants to hear. They know something important has happened in the last 24 hours. For example, in the last 24 hours, Steve Bannon has tendered his resignation as chief strategist to Donald Trump. This is spelled Y-U-U-U-G-E, huge. This is a huge event. And we need to think about it, turn it over in our minds, look at the positives, look at the negatives, and figure out what this means for us. Because it means something. So I'll talk about that in just a moment. And let me just give you Kelso's take on this. I warned you earlier in the week. I said, you know, by Friday, we may see Steve out of his position. Well, it's Friday, and he's out. I don't know how I did that. So, am I bummed out? Am I hugely bummed out? No. Do I think it's good? No. I would rather have Steve Bannon as chief strategist, and I'm with Ann Coulter on that. And I'll read some of her tweets. She lets Donald Trump know how she feels about Steve Bannon's departure. She's not pleased with it. But I don't think she's endlessly bummed out either. And here's one reason I'm not totally bummed out. Steve Bannon What did he do today, day one of his departure from the White House? He held an editorial board meeting of Breitbart, reinstalled as the head of Breitbart. He also met with the Mercers. The Mercers are billionaires who want to fund a alternate public, a patriot network. They want to fund it. They have the money. So, you know, Steve Bannon as chief strategist is wonderful. However, Steve Bannon as the head of Breitbart, building, perhaps building a billion-dollar network that may start out on day one with 85 million households. This is possible. There have already been meetings discussing this by people with much more money than you and I have, who can actually fund such a thing and make it an actual money-making enterprise. This is what will turn loose the hundreds of millions of dollars. If people think, you know what, I can compete with Rupert Murdoch, who's making money. Folks, he's making money hand over fist. I can start a network, compete with this guy, invest $100 million, and walk away with $150 million. I can make money doing it, plus I can do the patriotic thing. This is happening. So Steve Bannon, now I'll read you some stories. Breitbart itself covers the story this way, that Steve Bannon, out of the White House, may be more effective in our cause than he is inside the White House. So that's why I am not bummed out. So we'll go to that. Let me give you the phone number. It's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
And I have an outrage that it just shows how we are in a wild, desperate conflict with the thought control freaks and the revolutionaries.
Yes.
A California bill could see a person go to prison for a year for using the wrong transgendered pronoun. A new bill, it's not passed, but it's being considered by the California State Senate, would punish people who willfully and repeatedly refuse to use a transgendered resident's preferred name or pronouns in public health, retirement, or housing institutions. This is Senate Bill 219 in California, proposed by a Democrat, Senator Scott Wheeler. Scott Wiener. I wonder if he isn't from the same tribe as the Wiener man.
Yes.
It includes several other provisions that require a health facility, for example, to honor the gender identity of a patient, meaning that the patient must be admitted to a room that comports with his or her chosen gender. Now, I'm feeling like a woman today, so you've got to put me in a room with a woman.
Does this mean, Paul, does this mean if I call Bruce Jenner, Bruce Jenner, I could go to jail?
I think this would be in a public health, retirement, or housing institution. If his Kardashian no-account daughters were to leave him or not to provide care, and he was in some sort of public institution, housing institution, retirement home, and you and I happen to be in there or be employees, well, we'd have to call him she.
Right.
Oh, what's his name? Caitlin. Caitlin, you're looking bitch beautiful tonight. I couldn't say what I really believe. You're a freak.
Yes.
And you've made a disaster of your life. But anyway, it's an absolute war that we are in. Now, this is just one little side
show. If you really want to be devastating to Bruce Jenner, you really want to be devastating to him, here's the route we ought to go. Tell him his hair is terrible.
Oh, you ruined his day.
Tell him his hair is terrible. The lipstick is atrocious. Tell him he's sagging, arms and jowls sagging. The plastic surgery is not working. And the Botox is not working.
And that see-through gown that he's wearing is revealing something that he probably doesn't want revealed.
Right. And tell him he's got to, in other words, go with, your hair is lousy. This is how you could hurt him the worst. Anyway, that's the world. Now let me weave this into another narrative I'd like to bring to the show tonight, which is concerning Bannon. I'm going to bring up Charlottesville in this light and so on. And hopefully Charlottesville is going to fade off the front pages. It may take, maybe it'll take the total eclipse on Monday. I hope, you know, the total eclipse, folks, is this going to be a big deal or is it going to be a big deal? I wonder how it's going to affect our show. George, do you know what time of day the total eclipse happens?
No. Starts on the West Coast early in the day and ends on the East Coast late in the day. I'll send you St. Louis and Kansas City get a direct hit. Charleston, South Carolina does. Casper, Wyoming. Right. Portland, Oregon.
Yes.
I'll get it for you.
Okay. Well, now I've studied this. I watched it with my kids last night because I'm contemplating, am I going to go drive to watch the total eclipse? Because I watched astronomers with my kids, 12 and 6, this astronomer said, if you can get to the total eclipse and watch it, do it. It's a life-changing experience. And he said, whatever you do, don't take pictures. Don't look through, don't try to record the event. Just stare, put on your number. He said, I think it was number 13 or 14, welder's goggles, number 13 or number 14. Bigger than that's too strong. You won't see enough. Less than that's dangerous. And he said, do nothing but look at the sun because you will be changed. And, of course, you can take your goggles off. If you're in totality, you can take your goggles off because you will be in night. There will be no sun. He said it will change your life. When the totality starts, when the diamond ring blinks out, that last bead of light blinks out, you will be seeing the stars clearly. You will be seeing bizarre and wonderful effects in the sky that will change you. It will change you to see it. But anyway, there are 12 million people living in the path of totality, which lasts anywhere from 2 to 2.5 minutes. Those lucky 12 million include the people George just mentioned. I used to live in Kansas City. Now I'm kind of wishing I were back there. Right across Missouri, right across Tennessee, Nashville, just south of Knoxville, north of Chattanooga. Oh, those lucky stiffs. A little corner of North Carolina, and then South Carolina. Oh, my gosh. Every South Carolinian is almost in the path of totality. So, but there are, get this, folks, within 100 miles of that path of totality, within 100 miles, which is an easy, 3-hour drive, are 200 million Americans. Oh, 200 million of us who can get to the totality with a 3-hour drive. So get ready for this. I'm wondering how it will affect our show on Monday. Because the interstates are going to be jammed. The off-ramps and on-ramps are going to be jammed. I think a lot of those 200 million people are going to be trying to view the totality. We haven't had an eclipse like this since 1932, and that one was only in Montreal and the far northeast. We simply haven't had an eclipse like this in the United States, and this one goes right across the middle of the U.S.
I've got a couple times.
Yes.
1:09 in the afternoon at Kansas City.
Okay.
Bowling Green, Kentucky, 1:30 in the afternoon. And I'll get a couple more of these as the show goes on.
Yeah.
And that's on Monday, is it?
On Monday, yeah. So it's basically at noon, folks. And and it's not a long event. It traverses the United States, I think, at 1,600 miles an hour. I think that's the speed. So if you have a private jet that travels 1,000...
Totality will be 2 minutes at most. Greenville, South Carolina, from 2:38 to 2:40 on Monday afternoon, they will have totality. And Nashville will have totality from 1:27 to 1:29. And, anyone at RBN, do not look at the eclipse unless you've bought eclipse glasses.
Yeah, but if you have the eclipse glasses, don't waste your time taking pictures of it. Just, this is what all the astronomers who've seen total eclipses say, it's a spiritual experience. Just absorb. You've got 2 minutes to just absorb.
Well, James, I wonder how many, if there's a Shiite out there who wants to drive a car into a bunch of eclipse watchers.
So, folks, if you have a personal jet that travels at Mach 3, you can follow the eclipse and just stare at it and watch it from coast to coast.
Well, mine is in being repaired. All I'm left with is a jackass.
Okay, yeah. And the for me, if I wanted to do it, if I wanted to drive my kids down to watch it, it would be a trip straight south from here to Hastings, Nebraska, where my father was born in 1920. It would be a trip straight south. And my gosh, I don't know. It's 550 miles. That's a little bit much for me. Anyway, let's get on to the news here. Let's see. I want to connect the let's read a few Ann Coulter tweets. These are good. Oh, and let me look at your phone calls first, folks. Sorry. And be a little forgiving of me when I don't catch your phone calls, folks. I've got several people reminding me, Paul, George, and the engineer, when you're on the board, but I have to look away to the board to see that you're there. I don't see any calls right now.
Well, aren't we going to get any help from Rhonda? Help me, Rhonda.
Yeah, well, anybody, please, you can call in. But the let's do a few tweets from Ann Coulter. She's good today. Here's what she has to say. Now, this is, I'm going to Breitbart, and I'm going to talk about Breitbart. I talk about Matt Drudge, talk about the Mercers, talk about an alternate Patriot News Network, a new Patriot News Network. Here's what Ann Coulter had to tweet today. She said, concerning Steve Bannon, "Steve Bannon out. Media is the most powerful branch of government." True observation by Ann Coulter. Then she tweets, if Donald Trump didn't like the media giving Steve Bannon all the credit instead of firing him, he should have hired 10 more like him. Good logic there. And then she says, this is very perceptive. She says, "I think this will do it. Now the media will forgive Donald Trump and treat him totally fairly. They admire weakness." So that's a bitter comment from Ann Coulter. And of course, you know, all the irony is very plain there and evident. Of course it won't do it. And of course, now, by the way, I don't believe Steve Bannon was fired. I don't think he was fired. He tendered his resignation before Charlottesville. He tendered it on August 7th. And there's a number of reasons that he might want to leave the position he's in. And I'm telling you this, when you watch Steve Bannon unleashed at Breitbart, you may see some of those reasons. Here's another Ann Coulter tweet. She says, who will the media decide Donald Trump has to fire next? And then she says, one factual correction from the BS media narrative on Bannon and Donald Trump. He, Bannon, was 100% on the Trump train by at least January of 2016. Now, that's very early on, folks. Remember, he announced in July of 2015. So he got on the Trump train big time early. And then she says, here's a great sign. More irony. Ann Coulter is, I mean, boy, she drips with satire. Here's a great sign. Wall Street traders are cheering the departure of Bannon. And traders, she spells T-R-A-D-E-R-S, not T-R-A-I-T-O-R-S, but she could trade it. She could spell it either way. Then she retweets somebody. She retweets a guy named Dave Weigel, who wrote, "The irony is that Bannon had the popular ideas, infrastructure, taxing globalists. Trump is left with whatever Charles Koch scrawled on a napkin." So the... but I don't think, I'll tell you what, I don't think, well, now listen to this positive take that Breitbart has on Bannon's departure. Let me go to the headline. Let me go to the Breitbart headline, which is, let me go to it right here. This is their number one story, Steve Bannon. Stephen K. Bannon returns home to Breitbart News, populist hero. Bannon meets with billionaire Mercer to plot a war, a media war, for 5 hours. Can you believe this, folks? He met with the Mercers, billionaires, for 5 hours on his first day as restored to being the head of Breitbart. And you know that Breitbart will be at the center of anything the Mercers build. Former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon returned as executive chairman of Breitbart News Friday, today afternoon. This is hot. And he chaired the company's evening editorial meeting. Man, that's hot news. The meeting tonight. I'll return to this article in just a second, and your phone calls, Alan in Chicago, will be first. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning us in. And let me just put a few more sticks on the fire here before we go to our callers. We're going to start with Alan in Chicago. But the this meeting with the Mercers today, this is how hot the news is. This is why I say when the callers call in, you try to make it current. Because we're in a time unlike any other we've had. There's no, there's really little time to for retrospective viewing. He meets with the Mercers. I'm going to go to that story in just a second. And that story on Breitbart that I'm about to read to you, right now, it's only been up a few hours, maybe not even that. It already has 10,600 comments, not views. Comments, people that have actually written their opinion on the article. And a parallel article is in New York Times Magazine today, which says the Breitbart News comment section dwarfs. That's the New York Times Magazine says that Breitbart's news comment section dwarfs the New York Times by a factor of greater than 10 to 1. So this is very, very good news. And here's what Breitbart writes in this article that now has about 11,000 comments. Ranked the number one Steve Bannon chaired the Breitbart evening editorial meeting tonight, ranked the number 63 website in America by Alexa, and with the number 13 Facebook page in the world. Breitbart News is considered the most influential populist website in the world. I agree. And then, quote, the populist nationalist movement got a lot stronger today, said Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe. Breitbart gained an executive chairman with his finger on the pulse of the Trump agenda, unquote. Breitbart News CEO and president Larry Solov agreed. He said Breitbart's pace of global expansion will only accelerate with Steve back. The sky's the limit. Bannon joined the Trump campaign on August 17th, 2016, exactly a year ago. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly and Steve Bannon have mutually agreed, I'm quoting Sarah Huckabee Sanders now in her press statement today, they have mutually agreed today would be Steve's last day. We are grateful for his service and wish him the best. The Drudge Report hailed Bannon as a populist hero who enjoyed an impressive run during his tenure as President Trump's top White House strategist and campaign CEO. But now, get this, folks, it's just warming up. Bannon said, let me find this quote. Boy, I hope I've got it here. Bannon meets with billionaire Mercer family. In the wake of his departure from the White House, Bannon is preparing for war, starting with a meeting with the billionaire Mercer family. The White House, let's see, let me skip down here. Bannon visited New York for a five-hour meeting with Bob Mercer as he prepares for war. The two are planning to be a well-funded force on the outside. Friends of Bannon said, now this is being printed by Breitbart, folks. So remember, he was chairing the editorial board meeting tonight. So, you know, this is pretty darn authoritative. Friends of Bannon said that he felt liberated. Quote, he felt liberated since it became clear he was being pushed out and could return to Breitbart News, where he was once executive chairman, to operate what he reportedly calls, and folks, he's right there. Bannon's right there in the room with the guy who's writing this, calls, quote, a killing machine, unquote. So, folks, Steve Bannon, we ain't seen nothing yet. He's going to have hundreds of millions of dollars from the Mercers and others. He's probably going to set up a television network. I wouldn't be surprised to see Sean Hannity, Lou Dobbs, and Tucker Carlson recruited for that network. It'll start out with most Americans able to view it on day one. You're hearing, this is me predicting this. This is coming. And Rupert Murdoch will be left sucking his thumb.
Well, this is the missing piece, James. All the stuff going on the last three or four. Like you said, it's going quickly.
Yes,
it
is.
If we get a network, we win.
Yeah. Alan, you're next right after this break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
I love that song. We're back, folks.
Yeah, I don't want no
and I'll tell you, let me give you some more good news. But let's first go to Alan, our esteemed listener in Chicago. Alan, you're on the air.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'll just make this quick and to the point. Sean Hannity has had Breitbart's London editor on his show multiple times. The man has just written a book called No Go Zones. It's a number one bestseller in Europe, talking about the Muslim invasion. He has also guest hosted Sean Hannity's show. Now, if you analyze this, when Roger Ailes left Fox News, I believe he was already in talks with Donald Trump to put up money and helped set up a network, but unfortunately Roger passed away. Now, Roger Stone had mentioned that when he was in the beginning of Trump's campaign, he said, I got out. He says, I could be more effective on the outside helping Donald Trump. He is now with Alex Jones and starting his own shows also. So I believe, James, what Breitbart will do is what you saw this last Tuesday, which is sorely missing, is a good network to actually work with the president, and I really believe that Steve Bannon on the outside enhancing Breitbart into a television network will be the kill shot, and they just created a monster that they never even thought they did, and that's what I think
yes.
is happening here. I think it's a positive, not negative.
Alan, let me make your day even more. Here, reading up on this, now that Bannon has departed, reading up on how he got into the Trump administration, the man who brought him in was Robert Mercer, it turns out. Robert Mercer had invested $11 million in 2011 in Breitbart. He is Robert Leroy Mercer, born in 1946, so he's of Paul and my vintage, 2 years older than we are. This is a smart dude. He's an American computer scientist, a developer in early artificial intelligence, co-CEO of Renaissance Technologies, a successful hedge fund. And I'll tell you in a second how successful, hugely successful. But get this, he is the major donor to Donald Trump's 2016 campaign. He is the major backer of the Brexit campaign in the UK. And the principal, let me go up here. He grew up in New Mexico, tinkered with a computer in 64 at the National Youth Science Camp in West Virginia, where he learned to program a donated IBM computer. But this guy is a genius. He went on to work at the Air Force Weapons Lab at Kirtland Air Force Base doing programming. He got disgusted with government research and got a PhD in computer science from the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign in 72. IBM research, joined Watson Research in Yorktown, New York. He developed Brown clustering, a statistical machine translation technique as a part of speech recognition. This guy did some brilliant things. He received the Association for Computational Linguistics Lifetime Achievement Award for his work. This he sounds very obscure, but folks, this is a genius. Get this. His fund, Renaissance Technologies, from 1989 to 2006, guess how much the return on that investment was per year? 39%. Wow. This guy knows how to make money. As of 2014, he was managing $25 billion in that fund in assets. The Washington Post in 2015 called Robert Mercer, one of the 10 most influential billionaires in politics. Since he has donated $35 million to federal campaigns, blah, 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 on and on. This guy is a big wheel, and he helped push Brexit through. One of his close associates at the Renaissance Fund said he doesn't think Donald Trump would be president today without the support of Robert Mercer. This is Nick Patterson, who said, in my view, Trump wouldn't be president if not for Bob. So the this is incredible, very, very good news there on Robert Mercer. He's a quant. I didn't know. I just found out what a quant is. A quant is a quantitative analyst, and that's somebody that uses genius math and science to do investments. So this is very good. This is not just an enthusiast. This is a genius backing another. Another genius, Steve Bannon. So get ready, folks, for something incredible that's going to happen. And I like what Bannon calls Breitbart. In the article today, you can be assured that the boss authorized this phraseology. A killing machine is what he views Breitbart as, which is the hottest media company going today. Alan, any last thought before we go to... Joe in Indiana?
Yes, one last thing, and I'll just say this. Can you imagine, James, whether it's streaming or on the cable networks, to have a Breitbart cable news network to combat Fox, MSNBC, and CNN? And also, can you imagine if we have presidential debates that are on a Breitbart network rather than a CNN with those clowns asking questions or Megyn Kelly making a fool of herself? How tremendous
yes.
that would be to the Patriots to get that straight scoop.
Yeah, this is really encouraging news, folks. Alan, thank you for lifting
thank
our
you.
Spirits.
Thank you.
Thank
Have
you, sir.
Good evening.
Let's. Thank you, engineer. Let's go to Joe in Indiana.
Hi,
come
evening,
in, Joe.
Jamie.
Hey,
Hi,
thank you,
evening.
Joe.
Yeah, Jamie, George, everybody.
Just wanted to pile on a little bit. While your program is on, I have, you know, I have Fox on here, and Brett Baer cut in to the Five. You know, the Five is on usually during your one-hour program, and Brett Baer announced breaking news that Steve Bannon says, "I am going to war for Donald Trump." I love that. I had to call you in because I don't know if you knew that already or if you had mentioned it already, but it was just a quote that Brett Baer felt he had to cut into the program to tell the Five that. And apparently that was breaking news. So everything you're saying just a few minutes ago is leading up to what Steve Bannon just announced. So
yeah, and that
we are going to see something we have probably been dreaming about all our lives. We're going to see a real fight.
Yes, and Donald Trump will have a media empire at his side. And the rest of us, you know, all of us, all of white America, in mass, like a giant herd of buffalo or bison, we can all stampede over to this new network, leaving all these legacy media empires, as we said a moment ago, sucking their thumbs.
And the other thing is, I don't know if you announced it, but just a minute ago they said that Donald Trump has announced he's going to Phoenix, Arizona next week. And the mayor of Phoenix is already saying, well, I'm going to ask Donald Trump if he can postpone his rally. I don't want any violence coming. And Jesse Waters cut in and said, look, there's going to be no problem. He said he brought in Arizona. There's a lot of supporters in Arizona. It's probably going to be one of the biggest rallies ever, and it should be pretty exciting.
What day is this?
He didn't announce a day yet. It just said next week.
Okay, big deals. It's not going to be on the Eclipse Day. We can count out Monday.
That's Monday, so it'll probably be later in the week. So we'll have to see. I'm telling you, Jamie, that was awesome news. When I saw that, I am going to war for Donald Trump. When I read that, I just had to call you.
Well, and thank you. I wanted to know what the next rally is going to be. Yes, this will be huge, okay. And I'll tell you what. I'll bet the rally in Phoenix. Here's Kelso predicts. You know, like Karnak. Okay, I'm looking at the envelope now. Karnak predicts. At the Phoenix rally, Donald Trump will announce a pardon for Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who was convicted of contempt of court.
Wow, that would be awesome. That would be exciting.
And Sheriff Joe provided the security in Donald Trump's previous Arizona appearances, and he did a great job. Huge crowds in Phoenix. This will be massive. It will be extreme. It will be very peaceful, but it will be loud. It'll be roaring off the charts. Donald Trump will be on fire. This is beautiful.
It'll be a great night.
Great news, Joe. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. Have a good night.
And thank you. All right. Thank you. And thank you. That's great, Brett Baer. I'm going to war for Donald Trump. Woo-hoo. Nice. Let's go to another caller. And Paul or George, just break in if you have a comment on Joe or on Alan. Let's go to Paul in New Jersey. I think a new caller. I don't know. Paul, are you a new caller?
Hello, gentlemen.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes. What's on your mind?
Oh, I wanted to talk about the treatment of the... what I see is almost a religious fervor and fanaticism of the left. And through the media's campaign of, you know, the multiculturalism and forced multiculturalism.
Yes.
And that they're really treating Trump, in a sense, you could call it anti-gentilism. Right, or anti-Gentilism.
Well, it's anti-white. Yes, it is anti-white from stem to stern. Yes,
and so and the left, get this, has got us to go along with the thought that it's okay to have their private little liberal SS Antifa soldiers out there, their street thugs, really taking over the culture of America.
Here's what Trump will do in Phoenix, and he's doing it the right way. Trump will have, okay, Karnak predicts, Trump will have 30,000 people in Phoenix. The traffic will be backed up for miles, and people will be waiting all day to get into the event. It will be peaceful, beautiful, beautiful white women, beautiful white children, families, roaring their approval of their president. There'll probably be one or two, you know, Antifa-style protesters who make fools of themselves in the crowd as Donald Trump politely folds his arms and waits for them to be escorted out by the police, the very friendly police who love Donald Trump. And that will be the way that goes. That is the message you want to communicate. I'm president of the United States. My ideas are now the reigning ideas of our country, and my people support me wildly. That's exactly what you want. And if there are any Antifa-type people who want to get into a fight, they will be somewhere out in the boondocks, corralled by the Maricopa County police, somewhere, you know, where nobody will see them. And, you know, they can make fools of themselves out there in the desert. But that's exactly what's going to happen. The first listener who learns what day it's going to be, please let us know what day Donald Trump will be in Arizona. Go ahead, Paul, for a final thought.
Yes, that because of the behavior of the left and the firing of people who attended the Charlottesville rally and the fervor against them, it justifies why people are white nationalists, because think of it in these terms. You know, whites can't get equal employment. The crime rates have gone up because of multiculturalism. The crimes in Spain and in Finland.
Well, let me give you something.
Drive people towards white, you know, white nationalism because
Let me give you a hot report, a hot news item. One of the listeners to this show who meets up, I won't give the city, I'm not going to reveal the identities and so on, but he meets up regularly with white patriots who were in Charlottesville. And they came back, they had their meeting again last night for a wrap-up after the meeting. And these guys, very interesting result, and I'll bet you it was repeated in hundreds of different meetings across the country, people that were in Charlottesville. They said, look, what we did in Charlottesville did not work. Now, I'm going to be harsh here, folks. It didn't work. It was not a success. They said the Third Reich symbolism, the obvious references to Nazi things was a big mistake. We're not going to do it again. We can't do it. It was a failure. So these guys, this is not me saying this. This is guys who were at the rally, who were waving, you know, National Socialist Movement banners and traditionalist workers' party and so on, overtly Nazi organizations. These banners were waving. There was a swastika flag, big, bright swastika flag, marching right next to the League of the South flags. Michael Hill didn't have a problem with it. Well, that's not the way it's going to be in the future.
That is diverse and tolerant.
The point is this. Donald Trump, you're going to see it done right in Phoenix. Donald Trump's going to once again show us, you know, our little tiny movement. He's going to show us how to win with white America. And Charlottesville was not how to win with white America. If you repeat Charlottesville, you know, several more times, you won't believe the drubbing that that those rallies will get. The Donald Trump rallies, I mean, that's the way to go. It's Americana. As I said with Kevin McDonald on this show last week or a few days ago on Sunday, it's Americana, Americana, Americana. That's what wins. That's what is the truth. It's not a fake thing. The guys at the meeting last night, I won't say where it was, they said, well, now we were LARPing that we were Nazis. Now we have to LARP that we're just Trump supporters. And my friend who was at the meeting, he said, forget it, boys. LARPing doesn't work. You can't fake anything. You have to be exactly what you are, and you have to do it in public, and Donald Trump is showing you how to do it. The American public in the computer age and so on, the internet, you can't have a twofold strategy, a hidden strategy, an inside game. You can't do that. You got to be who you are, and the way to be is totally American. Now, let me give one announcement. I mentioned our Sunday show,
that's
Kevin
true.
McDonald.
Nationalism. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. We had a great show on Sunday with Kevin McDonald. Boy, do we have a great show coming up this Sunday. I just want to announce this so you can set it on your schedule. We will have as our guest Gustav, and I'm going to pronounce it the Afrikaans way. I worked on this. Mulla. Gustav Mulla. And Simon Roach, if you're out there, check me on my pronunciation. He said it's a flat U, Mulla. Not the German, Müller, but Gustav Mulla. is Mueller, we would say in English. He is going to be our guest. He is the head of the Zaitlanders organization in South Africa. Paul, this is a treat. He's never been on a media show. He's never been on world or national media. This is his debut. This is going to be special, Paul.
Very special. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Good stuff.
Yeah.
You'd be horrified what's going on in South Africa. Yeah.
Yes. But Gustav Mueller, and we're, folks, this is the head of the most important organization in the same way that Donald Trump is the biggest hope that we white folks have in America, which is why we've got to take care of him. We've got to protect him. Gustav Mueller has the same role in South Africa. We got to take care of him. We'll talk about that right after this break.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Brain Mag is an amazing nutraceutical technology that crosses the blood-brain barrier because it is a magnesium L-threonate and magnesium malate and glycinate. Magnesium L-threonate, when it crosses the blood-brain barrier, protects the brain from oxidative stress, and in knockout mice was able to protect against the memory loss and Alzheimer's. It dramatically increases cognitive health, improves sleep quality, stabilizes the mood, and works wonderfully with calm mind as a combination drink supplement. Order NutraMedical's Brain Mag at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. This is the best nutraceutical for calming your brain, protecting memory and brain function, and prevention of Alzheimer's.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When this war is over, it will be better day.
We're back, folks, with our final segment. Great to have Paul in New Jersey calling in. Thank you. Joe, you were great. Alan, you were great. We've just got this one last segment left, and I just announced, I want to get Paul Fromm's reaction to this. Remember this name, folks, Gustav Mueller, Mueller to us in English. He is the Afrikaner head of Zaitlanders. Their website is zaitlanders.org, and that's spelled S-U-I-D-L-A-N-D-E-R-S.org. You want to go there, read up on what they're doing. And Paul, we're going to, in the same way that we take good care of Donald Trump, we want to help him all the way we can. We want to be careful not to hurt him, because he's our, you know, you don't shoot yourself in the foot, folks. He's our hope. You know, we're not going to take pot shots at Donald Trump or do things that hurt him, or give our enemies an opportunity to hurt him. We're going to do the same thing with Gustav Mueller. When we have him on our show, he'll be on at the opening of our show, 3 o'clock Eastern Time, Sunday. I think he'll be on for an hour. I don't want to keep him more than an hour. But Paul, this is remarkable. This is his debut. Simon Roach, who we both now know very well from his appearances here, and I know him from meeting with him at American Renaissance in Nashville, Tennessee, just a few weeks ago. Simon will be with him to help him, translate any difficult Afrikaans words or anything like that. But this is really an honor to us, Paul, that he chooses our show to make his international debut.
Yeah, this is great, yeah.
And folks, Paul is writing a book that our hope is that it will be the definitive go-to desk reference for everybody who wants to know what's going on. What are the facts? What's happening in South Africa? Because the facts are devastating. That's all people need is the facts. There's really, you know, the facts are just, they're shocking. And Paul is assembling the best patriot writers in South Africa. You know, in the same way that we're going Americana, Americana here, the South Africans are going, I don't know what they would say, South Africa. They're going, they don't want to leave their country. They love their land. They feel the call, de-stem. They feel the call of South Africa. And the every bit as much as we do. So Paul's book will be the definitive book. And this is the amazing thing. It came out on this show. We can take a lot of credit, Paul. We revealed to the world there's no book. There's no book on South Africa. We also brought forth the fact that nobody's extending a helping hand to our brothers and sisters in South Africa. And your mission there, Paul, your two trips to South Africa, spending weeks there at risk to yourself. This is the most important mission from the, you know, as Donald Trump says, from the civilized world that our South African brothers and sisters have had. And they owe you eternal gratitude for that, Paul.
Well, thank you. And I really look forward to the discussion on Sunday.
And this will be Gustav Mueller's chance to meet Paul Fromm. So in the two of you, Paul, if he gives his blessing to your book, well, you got something then. All right, folks, we're out of time. George, thank you. We'll see you all again tomorrow night. Or Sunday. We'll see you Sunday, folks, with Gustav Mueller.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.